Hey, good morning, everyone. Bartholomew Rhomboid here. Yes, it's true. You're used to me running the late night calculus series, the after hours calculus. But we've had a lot of feedback from our listeners, and you know, I suppose it makes sense. Not everybody's a late night person. There are those early birds out there looking for the worms, differential and otherwise. So we've got a new format, and I'll be with you this morning. Again, we're going to be using calculus, a practical approach, and hopefully this show, being a morning show, is, you know, a little more eggs and bacon, a little zippy, because these authors, Cal Manson and Ken Shaft, they had a real love for calculus, and what they wanted to do with their second edition was to share the love. So here we are, and let's get going this morning. Bartholomew Rhomboid here with a note to the student. Calculus is a study of change, both instantaneous change, differential calculus, and total change, integral calculus. Change is such a persuasive part of modern life that calculus has become useful, even essential, in the study of many diverse fields. This book includes not only a presentation of calculus itself, but also many examples of how it can be applied to business and economics, and suggestions of how it is used in biology, medicine, sociology, psychology, paleontology, and anthropology. During the first two centuries of its existence, calculus was closely allied with physics. The underlying concepts were imperfectly understood in those days, but calculus was so practical that physicists used it anyway. Today, many people besides physicists recognize how handy calculus can be, and they, like the earlier physicists, can understand it and use its power without exploring all of its underlying concepts or technical details. This text is written for such people. Calculus has never had the reputation of being easy. No, to learn calculus, you must do homework regularly. This is true even of very good students. It helps to have a friend in the class with whom you can discuss problems that puzzle you. But you do not have to be especially gifted mathematically to learn some of the practical uses of calculus. Many students with only an average high school mathematics record have successfully learned calculus using this book. You'll probably need to spend about, an hour reading each section and about an hour doing the accompanying problems, either set A or set B. Some sections, such as 2.1, will require more time to read. Others, such as section 2.2, will require more time on computation. But if you spend about 2 hours conscientiously preparing each lesson, you can look forward to learning, enjoying, and using one of the most beautiful subjects ever created by the human mind. Well, hard to believe another program's coming to an end, math friends. You've been listening to Bartholomew Rhomboid and Early Morning Calculus. Let's hope this program gets you up and calculating, moving into your days in all kinds of calculus ways. Thanks for listening, friends. Oh yes, and remember, if you're having problems with any of these questions, the answers are in the back of the book.